All right. Hello and welcome back to another episode of In
In
the
the meantime,
with your co-hosts, Sierra and
Jessica.
So
that was so Alabama.
So first I like for us to talk about like recapping our week.
Like, yes, last it has been
week,
a week.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It really, really, really has. But it's been like so many, it's been highs and lows, up and down, good and bad. It's just been a lot.
Yes.
A lot. I say we started it off great with our protest.
Yes, we did.
I had so much fun. It was so beautiful. Like that whole day was so inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
It was so beautiful. Like it meant so much to me.
It really did.
So much. We got there super early.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my cousin with me. And then we, you know, we scoped out the place to see what the parking was looking like. And just to see where we were going, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spent the morning half in Seattle. And that was so nice.
Yes, at Pike's Place. Yeah,
deserted. But it was really
right.
Nice. It was really nice. It wasn't a whole lot of people out, which was great. Because, you know, right. Pike's Place be crowded.
Packed.
So crowded. But yeah, and that was her first time going to Seattle, too. So.
Oh, that's nice.
So we got to spend the day there, and then we met up with you.
Yes.
And
yes.
It just started getting crowded and crowded and crowded before I knew it. It was like over, I think they said over 2,000 people were there.
Literally, it was fine until we linked up. When we linked up, that's when all of a sudden all these people came.
Yeah.
Before, I was just chilling.
The world was like, they're here.
Right. It was just beautiful, though. The location of it, first of all, at least from my side, when you enter the park by going down a slide.
That was fun.
At least from the direction I was coming, there was no way down but the slide.
That was so much fun.
And then it's like, ah, yeah. My community.
Yes, but I mean, and the cause was so beautiful, like no justice, no peace.
Yes.
Just really getting out there and being with people who have a huge common denominator.
Right.
Not the color of our skin, but exactly. Our cause, like what we were fighting for, what we were marching for. And that was beautiful. I saw all kinds of people there.
Yes. Everyone. And
like, this is the world that we're fighting for. This is the change that we really want to see. Like seeing so many people not worried about your race, but just fighting for the same cause.
Right. It just kind of makes you wonder, like, how would it be if it was like this? In every aspect, like the unity is just, like you said, it's so many different kinds of people. I have never experienced unity like that. Even if it was just for that moment, I'm like, wow, if we were really this unified when it just comes to in general,
mm-hmm.
just period. Like if we just be unified
right,
in every aspect, not just when something happens. It's right. Kind of like, you know, your family or just, you know, generally speaking, nobody really comes together until somebody dies.
Right. Or a wedding.
Right.
And nobody goes to family reunions, hardly ever.
Exactly. It's like we're unified and then boom. So it's just, the whole march was just very beautiful to experience and the passion in everyone.
That was beautiful.
It was so beautiful.
And everyone was so nice. So
yes.
Nice and so caring. They passed out water. They had snack bags.
Yes, mask.
It was beautiful. T-shirt. Well, t-shirts were for sale. But, mm-hmm. you know, it was just nice to see us all come together and really care for each other that way.
Absolutely.
Even while we were marching on the sides of the road, there mm-hmm. was a lot of people that were still passing out hand sanitizer.
Yes.
Passing out some more bottles of water. We looked up and we saw people standing on top of the roofs.
Yes.
And just like clapping as we're going by and showing their support.
Yes.
It was so amazing. It really was. I can't wait to go again and do it
yes.
again. I know they're doing another one this week. They're doing a few more this weekend.
Okay.
A few more. And that's what I really like. Like the momentum has not stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we still are fighting for justice. We're still fighting for peace. There's still so much that needs to be done. This is just the beginning.
Absolutely.
There is like a couple of memes going on that said, you don't mess with the wrong generation. Like,
they really did.
We're not the silent generation.
No.
We're not brushing it under the rug. Mm-mm. Like, oh, we're about to do something.
Right.
We're about to make the change.
Right.
And it's happening. And it was just so nice. It was so nice. Even like getting on the train back to the car and stuff, like watching all the people beep their horns,
yes.
just seeing everybody gather. It was just really
beautiful. So beautiful.
It was really amazing. And I liked it, and I really appreciated just having the opportunity to be there and be mm-hmm. a part of something like that.
Right.
Man, it was just thinking about like Martin Luther King Jr. and the marches that he did.
Right.
Like, and he went a whole lot further than we walked. We only did like, what, 1.2 miles?
It felt long though. It felt long and strong. And I enjoyed myself.
Yeah. But he did like over 30 miles.
Yes.
In a suit.
That's some real dedication. Yeah. It's some real dedication. Like, you're hearing certain things about, you know, the difference between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and we're getting away from Martin Luther King. That didn't do nothing. But you gotta respect mm-hmm. MLK.
Yes, in every single way. And I feel like we have found a way to combine both.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Exactly.
Like, we've learned so much from both.
There is no one without the other.
Right. Right. And we've just learned a way to combine it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're thinking now. We're coming together.
Mm-hmm.
We're lifting each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're here. We're black and we're proud. Yes, it was nice. Even so, we went out to eat afterwards. And yes. This COVID has lightened up a little bit over here. So mm-hmm. some of the restaurants are open. Minimal, very, very minimal capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out to eat and had this man. He was so nice. He was so sweet. I don't know if
goodness.
You can hear him.
Yeah, I heard everything he said.
He was so nice. And he was just like, you know, just letting you know that you're not out here by yourself. Like, you guys aren't protesting by yourself. You're not fighting for just yourself. Like, we're out here fighting for you.
Right.
And he was Vietnamese.
Yes.
And so just to be able to have that conversation, and he helped break down some barriers and explain some things about his race and how they felt about things.
Right.
And I know it's just one person, but it was really eye-opening.
Yeah, it took a lot of boldness for him to do that.
He was amazing.
To step up to three black women, knowing mm-hmm. that this is the times we're living in.
Mm-hmm. And he just finished protesting too somewhere else.
Right. So. And he didn't try to like push himself, you know, on, you know, trying to make himself feel like he can relate to us. Like he was just authentically him. And you can tell his sincerity and how genuine he was.
And it was he was just so nice.
He was.
I truly loved it. He was really, really nice. And I just love that we were able to have this conversation and not like be bound by our different cultures. And
right.
And it was just like, it was just a freedom that was there. And I really respected that. And I really appreciated that so much. Like, these conversations are not awkward when you want change.
Exactly.
And he came for it with like, no, we're changing this.
Yes. Yes.
It was just really, really, really nice. I appreciated it. And man, I just want to see more and more.
Right. I really pray that there is more and that this isn't a downstream.
I don't think it has. Like,
I feel like it's going to continue, right?
It needs to.
It is. I, yeah.
Like, we
and
need
I
to
feel
see
like
more
this
change.
Might be it. I believe it.
Yeah. We definitely need to build more change. This is just the beginning.
It is. It's just the beginning.
So how have you seen like any changes so far, even like in your workplace?
In my workplace. So actually over the course of my week, we had an all staff meeting, and I really appreciated the fact that we actually had a course about not racism specifically that was included, but cultural competency. I believe that's correct. But so we had a conversation about that, and we our boss pretty much preached on that in my workplace, and I just really appreciated the fact that she acknowledged it. She acknowledged everything that was going on, and she understood the sensitivity of everyone. So we really had an open discussion about that, and so I'm really grateful that they're that considerate, not just of me, but there are people of other denominations working there
Races.
as well. So everyone was able to, that same unity from the march is like, I felt that. And I haven't felt that in a long time. So it's definitely brought a bunch of awareness. So much so that I actually just found out that she has allowed everyone to be off tomorrow. She decided to grant us a day off,
Yes, we all
already
need a
paid.
personal day.
Like, the office is closed. This is what we're doing. And that's rare. So, if anything, the awareness has been a blessing.
That is beautiful. I really wish I could say the same for my office. It has not. I think I'm disappointed that they haven't acknowledged it, the things that are going on. And they're just trying to move on as if this is just, oh, this is just something else that's happening. And I'm like, we still have to acknowledge it. Like, I appreciate that I did have one person in the office say, like, we're standing behind you, we're here for you. But I definitely would have appreciated more to have, like, just an email or something go out to say, hey, we're aware that this is going on.
At least.
Yeah. But it haven't happened yet. And I'm just like, well, this just means this is an area where I can promote change. So I'll find a way to acknowledge it myself.
You are the answer. You are the answer. I kind of felt that responsibility in the staff meeting. If nobody else says anything, I feel like I am responsible being the only black woman there. So.
And this is definitely a new area for me. I've never been in a place where I'm the only one. So it's like, like even when I did security for the train station, I wasn't the only female. It was me and one other female. But like, I've never just been the only one. So it's different, and it's like sometimes I do feel the pressure of, oh, I'm working for black people, like I'm the
Yeah, you
spokesperson for the black
represent, at least in
person.
the
And
workplace, you represent all the black people.
yeah, and that's a lot.
Everyone, it is. It's a lot of pressure.
It is a
Because
lot.
every time those conversations are brought up, I feel like everybody's looking at me like, oh, look at the black woman. Like, this is who, like, it's just like, oh my gosh. But it's okay. They don't understand.
So we have to help them understand.
Yeah, we
We have
do.
to.
We do. Just like we can't help that we're black, they can't help that they're white. So.
And I don't fault we I don't fault nobody for the color of their skin, but
No, absolutely not.
the conversations do need to be had.
Awareness does need to be, absolutely.
Awareness, yes. We definitely need to be cognitive of what's going on all the time.
All the time. Well, this is a definitely a great start to that.
It really is. I even saw there was a small protest like right outside of our building, and I was like, ooh, maybe I should take my lunch off and go stand beside. I don't know. I want to be the change. I want to be a positive example. I don't want to feel like I'm speaking for all black women. But this is one thing that I've been seeing a lot lately, that our ancestors have paved the way, they've opened the doors, and now it's time for us to show up. Like, that's what I have been saying over and over and over again. Like, we need to show up. There's no reason why all these things are happening and we're not represented. So we need to just do more of that. And that's why I really like going to the protests and just seeing more and more of it going on, because we're finally showing up. And so the doors are open, the seats waiting for us. It's time for us to take our seats.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for us to take our seats. And then, like, current events.
Current events. What have you found? Because obviously, this is a major thing that's going on. So this has been the main focus for the past couple weeks, and there's nothing wrong with that.
But we're missing out on so much more of everything else that's going on in the world. Like,
Yes.
it is June. We're about to be voting in
Right.
November.
So let's talk about that, 'cause honestly, I haven't seen much of everything else. So let me know what you found. Like, let's talk about voting.
Our candidates right now are Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Of course, there's very little rumors that Donald Trump is going to drop out. But before the protests and everything that was going on, Black Lives Matter, they were saying that Joe Biden was going to drop out. Now, all of a sudden, Trump is supposedly going to drop out. But we do see that he's still trying to throw his power around by threatening
Clearly, our governor,
everyone.
our Seattle Governor Inslee, Trump has taken his frustrations to Twitter.
As usual.
Trigger fingers turned to Twitter fingers. I think that's how it goes. Yeah, trigger
Mm-hmm.
fingers turned to Twitter fingers. Yeah. So Trump has exercised his right to freedom of speech via Twitter. And he has made, of course, a little nice little threat to Inslee, the Democratic terrorist.
Oh my gosh.
If you don't do something about it, I'm gonna do something about it. This is not a game. What did he say?
Yeah.
Take back your
Take back your
city.
city. Yeah, okay.
Like.
All right. All right. I want to see so much change, with him, honestly. Like, if he runs, if he doesn't run, I would love to see him change and him just evolve with us.
Right.
Everybody deserves that opportunity to be better than who they were.
Yeah.
And he definitely deserves the opportunity to be better. But it's just ridiculous. But you know what? I respect that he stands firm for whatever he feels in that moment.
I
So
respect Trump. I respect, you don't have to like somebody to respect them. I respect Trump. Do I like him? No.
I can't even say I
But I
respect
res I okay, let me put it this way.
him.
I respect him as a businessman. President? No.
Don't know, he be cheating people in business too.
You know what? I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying he's not.
Yeah.
Look, either be hot or cold. If you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. That is scripture, by the way. Yes, we're believers. But, well, I respect for him being cold. Him being cold.
It's
But.
definitely interesting. Even like family listening to, I do have some family that defends Trump, and then I have some family that definitely is not for him at all.
Yep, same here.
And just listening to that, it's like, man, I appreciate that I'm able to see both sides, because a lot of times we just find the thing that we don't like, and that's it. That's all that's in front of our face. But I do get the opportunity to hear other people's viewpoints. And I hear them, but I don't necessarily agree, do not agree, but at least I have the opportunity to hear everything. And that's what I think we need more of in the world too, is just having more opportunity to hear the whole story, like hear his side, her side, and the truth, you know? But it's just, he's a different kind of person. Take back your sitting, okay. But get out and vote. Like, pay attention to what's going on.
Locally too. So outside of the presidency, there has definitely been some local elections taking place, and I've actually seen a couple of posts of those on Instagram as well. I believe Delaware was one place. I can't remember the other list, but those are just as important, if not more important, because they affect you more closely.
Yeah, the city council, the governor, the mayor. You really got to pay attention to all that stuff, because a lot of times we're like, oh, I voted for the president. Well, this COVID just happened. And what did the president say? Talk to your governor.
It's really up
Who
to the
knew who the
governor.
governor was?
It's really up to the governor. People are looking at
But
the president.
who knew who the governor was?
Right,
Nobody. Like,
exactly.
we really just got to pay attention, and not to say nobody knew, but you
Right.
know, just more of us need to be more involved and more aware of our cities, our towns. There have been a lot of votes for like the fire department, which I took part in as well. And you got to pay attention. Really have to pay attention to every single little thing. There's little laws that they're passing, even as far as like schools and how our children are being educated, what is being taught to our children, how they're being taught. Like, those are the things we really need to start paying attention to, so that way when we get up to the president, we know who's backing the president. Like, I already know who the governor, who the mayor is. So if I don't agree with the president, then I know that these people are going to stand up for me and what I believe. So we just got to be more well-rounded, which takes a lot of work sometimes. It takes a lot of work, but it's better to be well-informed than to not be. I did have a conversation the other night with someone saying, you know, ignorance is bliss. And my viewpoint was like, no. Like, yes, yeah, it's good because you don't know, but I just feel like things are a lot better when you know, when you have the information. And it doesn't necessarily have to go off of your experience. It can be off of somebody else's experience, but knowledge is power. And to me, even like things that I consider fun, yeah, it's fun to learn new things, but when I know how to play something, that's when I'm having fun.
Really, that's really what it is.
Yes, come at me at phase 10. You're going
Uh-oh,
down.
I might have to come against you on that because I've been known to.
Loose.
No, definitely not a loser.
So next week we'll have a game night.
All right.
Yes, but I don't know. I just feel like the more I know, the more I'm able to just be more relaxed. How do you feel?
I definitely agree with that. Knowledge is power. I would rather know because then you reach a level of comfortability. And I think we all want to be comfortable when you just know something and you just master it and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, that confidence that comes behind it is everything. So I don't
No,
know. Yeah, ignorance isn't bliss for me. It's an opportunity.
it's gotta
I'm working on
Right, I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
that
But yeah, it really does. You know, things that's been going on recently is really the main focus. I actually had a really good conversation today, and it just amazes me the form of oppression in the healthcare setting. And so, you know, last week we talked about knowing your role and don't, you know, ever be ashamed, you know, if you're not doing enough and whatever it is that you're passionate about or that you're already doing, take that and help the Black community. Because, like I mentioned in the past, this has exposed oppression in every aspect. So it might not be necessarily be police brutality, but for me, healthcare, that's my lane. That's my profession. That's my lane. So what can I do for the Black community? Anything in the form of healthcare, because that's a major struggle.
It is. It is. I know, I worked in a hospital and I'm a natural sister. So I love to have my natural curls out. I haven't done my fro yet, but I have done a little puff and everything.
Your fro about to be popping when you take those twists out.
But I did. I love wrapping my hair in different styles and stuff. And no one's ever said anything, you know, because it's an uncomfortable conversation, air quotes. It's an uncomfortable conversation, and it's really not. But patients, I notice what often do like double takes, and it's like, okay, I understand. Like, this isn't what you're accustomed to, and that's fine. And it's not No, we can be honest and say that hair wraps and natural hairstyles have been frowned upon.
Oh yeah, of course.
So when it comes to me doing my job, sometimes people correlated my ability to do my job with the way that I wore my hair. And it's like, it's not quite how it works. And you know, maybe it is because for me, I think my hair wraps are gorgeous and beautiful, and it makes you see more of who I am and my abilities. But for them, it was a hindrance. But I've had like, I'm very grateful that patients have been open and had conversations with how they feel about it. Coworkers, no, but the patients will, and it's like it's beautiful, right? So I've had one patient. He was a vet, and he was like, you know, I fought against people who wore their hair wraps like that. Why are you doing that? And it was like, oh, I understand where you're coming from. Like, I'm not doing this to be offensive or anything. To me, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing to do that represents my culture. And now I get to explain that my culture is not from here, it's from somewhere else. You know, but we had to have that conversation because, you know, that patient had an attitude when I came around. But once we broke that, then it was like, okay, I understand. And it's like, how can you judge me off of my hair instead of what I'm actually doing and my work?
It's stereotypical.
Yeah, but just sad. And I'm grateful I had the opportunity to break that barrier as often as possible. But like being a woman in the medical field, people are just like, she doesn't really know what she's doing. Where's the man? Where's the white man at? And like the funny thing is my partner that I worked with, he was tall, Caucasian, right? And so some people would be like, I'd rather work with him. And it's like, dang, I haven't, all I said was good morning. Like, good morning, how are you? How are you feeling today? Like, and that's all I get. And they're like, no, you don't really, you're not as adequate as somebody else, just based off the color of my skin, just based off of the fact that I'm a woman. And it's like, oh my gosh, we're fighting these battles every single day, everywhere we turn. It's just something else and something else and something else.
Whether you're in it or a part of it, you especially when it comes to insurance too. Like in addition to you working in it, me recently finding out how so many black men and women, the elderly, get reimbursed at a lower rate for when they're in their HMO
Which is
plans.
crazy.
The business aspect of healthcare is just as oppressed.
Oh, man.
Like, you know, it's so many aspects.
Yeah.
Find your lane and work.
Get to work.
Get to work. There is someone needed in everywhere.
And like I said, our seat is there. It's waiting on us. It's time to take a
Waiting
seat.
on us. What can you do? This is what I'm doing. This is what you're doing. It's just these recent events have sparked a lot, so.
And all it did was just shine a brighter light to the things that are going on. Because it's not like we didn't know. It's not like we weren't being killed by police. It's not like we weren't dealing with racism and sexism and classism and colorism. Like, it's not like we weren't, but just now we have that camera, we got the smartphone. Like, it's just shining a brighter light to everything
And
that's
it's
going
been
on.
back to back.
But again, it's been back to back.
Ahmaud, but like recently though, Ahmaud, the Breonna Taylor, and now George. Like it just, at least for me, it kind of felt like these last most recent ones has just been like bam, bam, bam.
And let's not forget that it's still happening.
Yeah, it's still happening.
They tased college students in their car trying to leave a protest.
I
Like, are you
did hear about
serious?
that.
Yeah, two college students were in their car trying to leave, And the police officers tased them.
Wow. This is an ongoing thing, so.
Like, this is just the beginning.
Right, we're gonna stay at it though. Stay thugging in these streets. Peace for the battlement. Peaceful thugs, but don't tempt us. No, but seriously, yeah, I really hope the awareness can definitely keep going. And those are the things that are going on, at least in our community for the moment. But I know this is a global movement, so we would definitely be sure to keep you guys updated every time we hear new things going on. We're also learning ourselves, so gonna take a quick break and we will be back. And when we come back, what is our main topic for the day?
In the meantime, with healthy relationships, building healthy relationships.
Building healthy relationships. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Building healthy relationships. What does that look like? For me, it was, I thought about building healthy relationships. What was it, New Year's Eve? And so we had to write questions about boundaries and friendships.
Oh boy, we talked about boundaries in previous episodes too. Y'all know my struggle.
Yes. Yeah. And so boundaries, and then we had to burn it. But that question really stuck with me. Like, are we making sure that we have the right boundaries and relationships? And I was like, I guess that really explains a lot of my friendships.
It just clicked for me what that really means and what that really looks like.
What?
Okay, so we're talking about building healthy relationships. There are different categories of relationships. There's intimate relationships, there's friendships, there's family relationships. That's what boundaries is all about. Without boundaries, how can you talked about this two episodes ago. How can you really define a relationship without those boundaries? It is the boundaries that defines the relationship. Are we crossing over to the intimacy part of this relationship? If that's is that what we're moving to? We're staying on the friendship. Okay, family relationship. How close are we as family? What do you know? That's how you establish it.
I love defining relationships.
That is building healthy relationships.
Because it lets me know about the boundaries. Because when I first meet someone, this is my line of how relationships go for me. So when I first meet somebody, hey, how you doing? This is an acquaintance. Then I see you again, it's like, okay, we're still an acquaintance. And then we start talking, we have a lot in common. All right, that's cool, but we're still acquaintances. And then we end up doing stuff together that we have in common. And that's when I kind of start to see what type, I start to question what type of relationship I want to have with this person. Do I want to have a friendship? Do I want to have, what's a friendship that turns into family kind of relationship? Because I feel like you should go with goals in mind when you're meeting people.
Be intentional.
Yes, be very, very, very intentional. And that's been my motto this year. Like, all my relationships, I've been very, very, very intentional because I want to surround myself with people that with people I want to surround myself with people that are where I'm at, but with more with people that are where I'm going and where I see myself. So if I see myself being a successful businesswoman, I want to surround myself with successful businesswomen. I want to surround myself with women who are striving to be successful something. I don't want to surround myself with people who are okay with where they're at and staying there. So when I'm meeting people, I'm kind of seeing, okay, what kind of relationship do I want this to be? Like, where's this relationship going? Is this okay, I'll talk to you occasionally, or I'm going someplace, I know you like it, so we'll meet up here kind of thing? Is this a relationship where I let you drive me somewhere? Because
Oh
you know that's a
boy.
huge friendship right there.
Yeah, Sierra does not play when it comes to if she allows you to drive, if she is a passenger in your car, you count your blessings. She really loves you. She trusts you.
Yeah, that's like huge trust. Like, you have my life in your hands right now. But like each step, we should always take time to self-evaluate and see, is this a give and take kind of relationship, or do I find myself giving more than I'm receiving? And that was one thing that I really respect about our relationship, was I didn't feel like, and I don't feel like, I'm constantly giving, 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 giving. And I don't really need a lot from you, like emotionally and all that stuff. So it's not draining on either end.
Absolutely.
So I am like, I'm very, very, very intentional when it comes to building relationships and saying that this is some type of, this is a more serious relationship.
We're definitely not acquaintances.
No.
You know too much. Probably more than you want to know, but you know too much.
But I just like, I appreciate like that we're able to grow and and build these boundaries even in our relationship. Like, having boundaries is huge. It's very, very, very important. It helps so we don't get drained out.
That's true.
'Cause that's what one thing that I found was, I was like, man, I'm really tired. Like, I'm exhausted all the time. I don't really know why or what's going on. I didn't feel like I was working a whole lot. I was like, man, why am I so tired? Like, I'm just drained. And it was because of the people that I was surrounded by. I was surrounded by people who took a lot from me, whether it was a shoulder to cry on or just somebody just to listen. They want to vent, they want to do something, and it's like, I'm drained. Like, I'm constantly pouring out into people. I'm constantly being there for somebody, and it was exhausting. Extremely exhausting. And it was like, okay, I need time to fill myself up, but I also need to be around people who do kind of fill me up in the meantime.
It's balanced. I know exactly how that feels.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I recently learned, especially if you're in a relationship, friendship, whatever, with a receiver and you're a giver, a receiver never gets tired of receiving. They're just gonna take, 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 take. They're receivers. All they know how to do is receive. So you're gonna be drained and they're gonna be full and happy. And they're not gonna understand what's wrong with you. Like, you're gonna be the one suffering and they're just gonna be taking advantage.
I saw my best friend sent a beautiful picture of my god baby. She was so gorgeous. But it was right after she got done eating. And so the babies have like that full, satisfied, little happy milk smile. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about what you said, takers, receivers in relationship. They're like that all the time. Like, they're just stuffed and just happy. And meanwhile, you're exhausted, you're drained, you need to be replenished yourself, and you're looking around for it and you don't have that. So it's so important to build healthy relationships. And that comes from knowing what type of friend you are. So again, another moment to figure out who you are. But definitely figure out the type of friend that you are. Like me, I am a giver. Like, I love to give. I love to be there for other people. I love helping. Like, I love being the shoulder to cry on. But I do notice sometimes that when I'm dealing with stuff, I'm like, ooh, I can't call that person. Can't text that person. Yeah, definitely don't want to tell that person. And I'm like,
No.
who do I talk to?
And the Lord sent you to me.
But yeah, and even so, it's still trying to find a good balance, because right. we're both used to giving so much in relationships.
Yeah.
That it's like, okay, I don't want to find a relationship where I'm not giving and then end up being the taker.
Right. I don't want to be that either.
So it's constantly just, I think it's ever evolving,
mm-hmm.
building relationships and building healthy relationships and a lot of respect, because I have to respect the fact that somebody is a receiver.
Right. Yeah.
And I have to respect the fact that, okay, right now they're not capable of being a giver to me right now.
Right.
And it doesn't mean the friendship has to end. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is where they are. And I have to set up boundaries
mm-hmm.
to where I'm not drained.
Right, exactly.
Now, there are times where I will open up my heart and I will give you all that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be drained because I feel like that may be something that you need at the time.
Exactly.
But I have to learn how to balance that.
Right.
I have to learn that it's more than just that one person, because I still have to come home to my family, you know.
Right.
And my kids. And they some takers.
Them kids, man.
They're beautiful little people, but man, you know, they're still growing and learning and everything. So they need
to take right now.
Yes.
That's what they're supposed to be.
So I have to evaluate relationships and be very intentional and say, okay, this person, one, if I let you into my space of saying, okay, this is a friendship, like we're friends,
mm-hmm.
I got you,
mm-hmm.
then that means that you already know that I have children. So it's like you have to respect that.
Right.
And the one thing that I do not like that I allowed growing up was that, or not growing, well, I guess we're always growing up. But one thing that I did allow when I was younger was that I allowed people to see that I had children mm-hmm. and still take from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they took my time. They took just whatever, just because they know, oh, Sierra got it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was one thing that I didn't. I liked that people knew about me, but I didn't like they're like, oh, she's great. She's responsible. She takes care of everything. Because then when we go out to eat, Sierra got it. No.
Uh-oh.
No. Sierra still got bills to pay.
Right.
Yes, I'm responsible enough to where I have extra
mm-hmm.
because lesson learned not to live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
But, you know, I had people that really did take advantage that way, just financially, any way that they could. But that was because of that's where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't set up the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not mad at you for using and abusing me. I'm mad at me for allowing it.
Exactly. That's always the biggest thing, forgiving ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And realizing that that's what we're doing. So I think when we're learning to build healthy relationships, we have to learn our boundaries and
right.
learn how far we're willing to go.
Exactly.
And really evaluate if this is that important, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to give you my last and I still got to pay rent.
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to give you the last of my energy knowing that I have to come home to my children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just not going to work.
Like, they're depending on me.
Exactly. Exactly. And they have so much going on. And guess what? When they're super excited, they want to tell me something. I have to be super excited. I'm like, what? What is it? What's going on? I'm here
right.
for you. And I can't do that if I have so many friends that are just taking from me emotionally.
Exactly. If you're coming home drained, what is your kids going to receive?
Right. And then what about me? What am I going to receive from
right.
myself?
Right. After them. Yeah. What are you going to receive? Then you're pretty much done.
Right.
Done.
And that's how I spent a lot of years, just done. I didn't have anything for me. And I didn't really care too much because I was like, people are just gonna love me for who I am.
Not realizing that they don't know who you are. They just know that you're a giver. They love you because you give. Mm-hmm. But they don't love you. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah. One of the hardest questions I was asked was, if you take away the things that you do for somebody, what is that relationship? Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh. I mean, we talk about ways that I can help them. I mean, we go places, but no, we go places because I'm the only one with a car. Yeah. And it was really hard. Like, even when it came to significant other relationships, it was like, dang, what is our relationship if it isn't what I'm doing for you?
You know? Right. And that's how you establish those boundaries. Like, you can ask yourself that question. Mm-hmm. And that'll tell you everything you need to know. Just like what you were just doing. If you go back and evaluate, that'll tell you everything you need.
Everything. Constantly. Like, I don't self-evaluate every single second of the day. But I will take some time. Because, you know, our intuition as women are more heightened, right? Supposedly, air quotes. Mm-hmm. But I really try to pay attention to it. And if something is happening to where I'm like, whoa, wait, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I evaluate, oh, that rubbed me the wrong way because I realize that it's not a balanced relationship. Mm-hmm. And I try to make sure every relationship that I have is some type of balance. I do try to make sure relationship that I have is what is the reason? Like, is this somebody that's pouring into me? Mm-hmm. Like, do I need to be the receiver during this time?
Right.
So, yes, I'm going to take in as much as I can. I'm going to learn from you. I'm going to listen and kind of see how you operate and see how I can incorporate that into my life and how that can better me. Mm-hmm. Is this a relationship where I do have to pour out? Mm-hmm. So, okay, let me give you as much as I can without wearing myself too thin, and just make sure that you're getting what you need. Mm-hmm. And so I think if we ask ourselves that when we're building these relationships, which kind of relationship am I gleaning or am I giving? Mm-hmm. You know, what am I taking from this relationship? What am I giving towards this relationship? Or is this a power relationship where we both about to come in here and knock everything out? Mm-hmm. Like, we doing things together. Like, mm-hmm. we're growing together. And I feel like we really have to ask ourselves that constantly, mm-hmm. constantly. And it helps us learn to make sure the relationships that we are in are super healthy. Mm-hmm. Have you had like a super, what you felt was like a super healthy relationship?
My main thing is, so I'm actually learning how to get, in terms of building healthy relationships, I'm actually learning how to build those. Like, there is a foundation to building any healthy relationship. And one of the biggest, I don't know if you would necessarily say it's an issue, but it just seems to be a major barrier when it comes to building healthy relationships woman to woman.
Why do you think that is?
Woman to woman. Like, it appears that men building relationships is so simple. Like, men can just bond and it's all good.
You mean men and men?
Men and men, yeah. Hmm. But then women, I feel like, you know, women, it's a difficult challenge. It can be to build those healthy relationships with other women, especially when it comes to starting that.
Why do you think that is? Because I personally feel like a lot of times we come in with the history of what it means to be in a relationship with a woman, mm. that we don't even give the other woman another chance.
We don't see, we don't recognize, we don't really pay attention. We're thinking about they're all out to get somebody, like.
Yeah, and I don't know how long ago it was, maybe like 7 years ago. I was talking to this one lovely lady, never met her before. And she was just like talking about how great her life was and how simple it was and everything else. And I was like, oh, what are your friends like? Because this seems like a very peaceful way to live. And she was like, yeah, all of my friends are girls and we all grew up different stages in our life together. And I was like, how many of these women friends do you have? And she was like, she had like seven friends that were all women. And I was like, women don't really get along like that. And she was like, that's not my story. When I tell you that hit me so hard, like, it doesn't have to be our story.
It doesn't.
Like, we don't have to keep carrying on the women are catty stigma that comes with building a relationship with another woman. But we have to realize that we're carrying that in order to be open to building new relationships
Right.
with women.
That's true. That's true. Like, you can honestly, you can go back even scientifically. The fact that there's more women on this earth than men,
And we can't get
so it's
along
like
with
we're
each other.
always competing. We're always competing because you know it's more women than men. I'm not necessarily saying we're all competing for just men alone, but that no, that alone, the fact that there's more of us than men can be an answer scientifically to a partial reason of the cattiness or jealousy or personal insecurities. Who is uplifting us?
But that's where we need to change the narrative. We need to uplift us. We need to say, you know what? There's a whole bunch of us women. We can all grab a corner, and it don't have to be the same corner. And if we just so happen to be in the same corner, guess what? We about to knock this corner out together, baby.
Right, it's easier said than done, though. That's what we're supposed to do. But why do we struggle? Why do you think we struggle?
I go into relationships now with that mindset of this is a brand new person. This is a brand new opportunity. I cannot bring on just the thoughts and the hurt and the pain. Like, maybe we have been hurt by other women before. I can't bring that into this person. I will love you and support you, but I have my boundaries, right? So by me getting to know you, I get to see how far our relationship can go. I get to see, okay, is this somebody that I can really truly lean on and depend on? But I'll never find out if I go into the relationship thinking I can't rely on you.
Right.
So if I go into the relationship thinking, well, I've been hurt before, that's not gonna help nothing.
Or insecurities too, if you're just already insecure.
Right. I was never really, I never really cared about the way I looked too much because nobody ever really said anything about it. Like, I was always told, you're so smart, you're so smart, you're so smart. So that was my thing. Like, I'm smart. I didn't really care about being beautiful or looking nice or anything because that wasn't how I grew up. But then I meet other women who are like, oh, I'm gorgeous and I'm this and I'm that. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means, but okay. But if I go into it saying, well, you're not smart, you're not this, you're not that, then that stops us from being able to build a relationship. And then if I can walk in and say, she's really beautiful, I can acknowledge how beautiful you are, just like you can acknowledge how intelligent I am. And then we can build a relationship from there. But if I sit here and say, well, nobody's told me I'm beautiful, that's not going to stop me from walking into a room with beautiful women. Because I guarantee Halle Berry don't look over at Beyonce and be like, who's prettier? So I'm like, why do we do that? Why do we have to do that?
And
We
that's the
don't.
biggest question. Like, honestly, everyone should be like that, but they're not. And I'm trying to understand why. Why are we not? What is it? Is it something of our past? Is it what? What is it? Because it's a major issue.
I think it's just something that's passed down that we still hold on to. And
Generational curses.
not to say that it's a curse, it's just a learned behavior. And that's, again, ties into what's going on today with all the different racism and stuff. It's a learned behavior. When I talk to some white people, like, they don't even realize that they're being racist.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, oh, that's just how we talk to. No, that's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's just a learned behavior. We don't even realize it. But I think we have to focus on fixing that and changing that. Like, this is our opportunity to change the narrative of the entire world.
Like, it really is.
So now we get to walk into relationships with women. We get to walk into rooms with beautiful women. We get to walk into rooms with intelligent women. And we can say, you know what? This is me. This is what I have to offer.
Right.
So you love it or you leave it. And we move on from there.
So it's like, it seems like it's so much fear involved in that, especially building relationships with women, starting that. It's a lot of fear, like, especially when it comes to trying to approach other women to kind of kick that off. That is also a challenge, like the communication piece. Like, what do you think are some tips to help women overcome that fear of, oh, I want to talk to them, or, you know, I want to get to know them, but I don't know how they are, and I don't know how they react, and what do I say? I don't know what to say. Someone actually did that to me. They wanted to meet up with me, but I found out later after we met up that they didn't know what to say to me. They were afraid. They didn't know what to say to me.
Hi is a great start.
And it's like, how do you, it's really that simple. It's really that simple. I always say, you know, I don't know how to say this. There's no better way to say something than to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, especially us as women, we get caught up in what the other person's going to think, how the other person's going to view us. And we have to know our, you know, we're low-key investigators. We have to know what's up before we say something. So I really think, you know, verb, just do it. Like, you know, straight up. You know, you want to spend time with this person. You want to get to know this person, but you're spending so much time in fear, figuring out what the other person's like, how they're going to react. What should I say? Just say it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I really would love to connect with you, or I want to spend time, or hey, you know, I would love to just talk to you or talk about this, or let's go get lunch, or, you know, maybe I can hit you up on Facebook and we can, you know, go here. You know, I just want to, you know, get to know you. Just say it. Say whatever your intentions are. Just say it. Don't beat around the bush. I feel like that is the easiest way when it comes to building relationships with other women. There's no better way to say something than to say, hey, I really like you. You know, not like that, but I really like you. You know, I love your shoes, or you're beautiful, or I, you know, I've been wanting to connect with you. And just make your intentions clear. Just say it. You'd be surprised.
And that's like all around relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Make your intentions clear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just go in it. Like, just go for it. I don't know. I think, how did I start building relationships? I think I always just started with hi. But, you know, honestly, most people pretty much just came and talk to me.
I was about to say, I'm used to people coming to me. So yeah. It's like, I've never had to really initiate.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I feel like this is the season where we're going to have to.
Yes.
We have to initiate.
Like I said, I charge you 2 people a month you need to reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
You see how I'm pushing that off on you.
It's okay. You know I'm going to accept the challenge.
But yeah, I feel like we have to change the narrative as women on how to build relationships with other women. Like, there's a healthy way to go about it, and there's nothing wrong with just starting with the opener. I know me personally, mm-hmm. Compliments, I had to learn to accept compliments,
mm-hmm.
because again, like, people weren't really like, oh my gosh, you're so gorgeous when I walked in a room or something. They were just like, you know, well, I'm a quiet person. So when I walk in the room, I find like a corner pocket place where I can see everything,
yeah.
and I can get out quickly and quietly. So not many people notice that person, right? So approaching me and saying, "Oh, you're really beautiful. We'll get you in." "Oh, okay, thank you." And I'll walk away. Like, that's it. Because I'm just like, there's so much more to me. There's right. so much more. You saying, you just talking to me about, like, "Oh, I like your shoes. Thanks. They're probably on sale." I don't, like, that doesn't do anything. But I feel like we just have to go in there, find our little opening. "Hi. Hey, mm-hmm. how you doing?" Like you said, make your intentions known. Like, I would love the opportunity to get to know you. Like, can we go out for coffee? Can we go out for tea? Can we go out for lunch or something?
Yeah.
You can feed me anytime.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm ready to eat.
Side note, if an icebreaker opener, bring up food, lunch, coffee, anything dealing with food. We women, every yes. race, doesn't matter the race, women just want to eat.
Yes.
Let's try. We can definitely get to know each other over food first right. time. That we're probably the most vulnerable
when we're eating.
When we're eating. You want to know something? Feed us. We can talk about everything. And then you'll see, oh, she's really not stuck up. Or, you know, oh, they're really this. They're really this. Yeah.
But we have to stop going into these relationships with our preconceived ideas of who somebody is.
Exactly. Bad habits.
That is a horrible, horrible, horrible habit. Because it stops you from really getting to know people.
Right.
Because you already put them in this box or in this bubble of who you think they are. Mm-hmm. And then when they pop that bubble, you're like,
oh my gosh.
Who is this?
Who is this?
But, like, we have to go in there and just, I love the way you put it. Like, make your intentions known. Like, hey, I just want to get to know you. Like, mm-hmm. you seem interesting.
Straight up.
What seems interesting to me? I don't know. Something about you.
I don't know. Yeah, and if you don't know, say you don't know. Don't try to be extra and be like, oh, you know, I just, you know, I really, like, I don't know. It's just something. And yeah, like, girl, let's just connect. Yeah. Like, but the worst then, they can say is no.
Right.
And if they say no, it's fine.
And that's what I was about to say. Like, we have to be open to receiving or be open to getting to know people. Because you never know who you will meet. You never know the type of person somebody is until you get to know them. And that's you just true. Have to be open to that. And I feel like as women, we definitely need to be more open and receptive to building relationships with each other. Although I do feel like that wave has changed a lot nowadays because you do see more and more women together.
Yes, you definitely do. And I'm very proud about that.
Yeah. So I would just love to see more and more of that grow. And just learning to build healthy relationships is learning your boundaries, learning how far you're willing to go, and to stretch too, to find right. that safe space and to really stretch. And when I say find that safe space, is find that relationship where you feel the most comfortable, the most vulnerable, and just stretch yourself a little bit more. Like, mm-hmm. I do some weird things sometimes. And just, like, be vulnerable. Just be out there. Mm-hmm. And that helps you be more relaxed. And that helps you love who you are even more.
Right.
Because it's great to be around somebody that you can just breathe around.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to, like, when you're just getting to know somebody, you're still kind of, I can't really be my full self yet.
Yeah, it's really a process, too. I'm like that. I will say it's a process, but as long as you're willing.
Yeah, you have to be willing and receptive and just really stretch and just get out there. Like, get to know more people. Find your boundaries. Mm-hmm. Know yourself. To thine own self be true, you know. Mm-hmm. Learn who you are. Get to know a better understanding of who you are. Love yourself. So that way when you are building these healthy relationships, you know that you have something to bring to the table as well.
All right. How do you do that? Heal. That's another topic.
Heal. So in the meantime, when you're building these relationships, really get to know yourself and love yourself and who you are. And just be proud of what you have to offer to relationships.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are going to keep building these relationships, and we want all of you to stay proactive, stay moving out in the community. Definitely understand, make sure that you are receiving as much as you're giving, have those balanced relationships when it comes to building any relationship. Make your intentions clear, have that communication. There's no better way to say something than to say it.
Yes. So continue to listen and hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. Love to hear what other topics and conversations you guys would like to talk about next. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to another episode of
In the Meantime. We will catch you all next week.